Could you talk a little bit about, I know it's difficult, but the impact on your wife and your parents? And have they spoken to you in detail about how they felt those first day or two?
To be honest, it was much more difficult for them than for me. Because when I had the heat from the spring, I slept.
Yeah.
Even if I was awake after,
I don't
remember anything. Mm. So I slept and I woke up 3 days after, on Tuesday. Mm. Tuesday is when I woke up
and
in the hospital.
What's happened?
So I didn't know anything, and for them was very difficult because I had just my brother there in Hungary with me.
Yeah.
And everybody was here. So when my wife saw the accident in the television, the first thing she did is to put the volume down completely because she didn't want to hear anything.
I
you know.
Understand. Yeah.
And she was already calling the my secretary to organize the flight straight away, the first one. You know.
Yeah.
So she was already very
excited. She knew
exciting.
That it was a bad one.
Yeah.
She could just tell.
I mean, because she knows me very well. She knows me. Everything happens, I'm very react. I react very quickly to go out of the car, you know.
Mm.
And if I stay in the car, something is, you know, strange.
She knew, yeah.
So she knows me. And she said, he always, even if he's completely down, I'm never the guy who say I'm bad.
Mm.
I'm try to, you know.
Find some positive,
you know,
show a sign that you're okay. Yeah.
And she knows me. And then she was very scared. And organizing the flight, you know, very in the motion, you know, adrenaline so high.
Mm.
And then she went to the airport. And when she arrived in the airport, and I was doing the surgery, and then she was crying like crazy. She
of
couldn't,
course,
you know,
yeah.
because she was in the very react to with the situation. Mm. She did.
Mm.
She couldn't think about crying.
Mm.
And then when she arrived in the airport, she was like crying.
Of
she
course.
She couldn't.
Yeah.
She couldn't stop. You
yeah.
know.
And your mother and father, were they with her?
Very bad, yeah.
Yeah.
They were very bad together. So,
and that flight for them,
especially
it's a long time.
My mother, my yeah. father. I mean, he's a man. He's something.
He
did some
racing,
race before.
Yeah.
Something which you can
understand.
Think in different ways.
Mm.
But my mother was so bad as well.
Because I think in Bahrain, maybe I make a mistake, but I think you said your mother didn't watch.
She never watched the start
because of.
Because of yeah.
So that flight for them, I mean, those 11-12 hours must have been so
well,
difficult for
it
them.
It was better than I expected because usually when I the first thing my wife did when I had the accident is she called straight away Dino.
Of course.
And she said, Dino, we need to go there. You come. Please come.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
said, no, I go. No
of
problem.
Course, yeah.
And then she asked him to call Gary because he's very close.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
He's very close with Gary.
Mm.
And then Dino calls Gary and Gary explained everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Dino explained her
so that helped,
the direction,
yeah. mm.
which at the beginning, the direction was much worse than it was at the end.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
the direction was much more difficult.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
Dino explained many things also. He didn't want to explain bad things, but he explained more or less what's happened, which was much worse than at the end, you know.
Mm. So when she's on the plane, she's thinking it's
the
your
good
life
thing
is
then
danger.
Is then when she arrived in the airport,
yeah.
I was doing the surgery,
oh,
you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the surgery finished before she took the plane.
Yeah, so she
so
had
it was
some
it was
better,
better
news.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But still. For you, I've just seen a little interviews you've given, quotes, you seem as sure as ever, your conviction, your belief seems deep, you coming back
yeah,
better.
I mean, it's my life,
yeah.
you know.
Was there ever any, maybe 1 hour, maybe 5-10 days after the accident where you thought?
No.
No.
No, because... as I said, for my family it was very difficult because they follow everything. For me, it was less than that because I didn't follow the accident. You know, as I said, I slept and I woke up 3 days
course,
after
yeah.
and then I saw
yeah.
the accident. When I arrived in Brazil, because in the hospital in Hungary, the television was not showing anything.
Sure.
You know, just Hungary. I couldn't see. We haven't got internet hospital,
yeah.
So I didn't.
So you first
I didn't
saw,
see anything.
You first saw
I just hear what the, what they say, which for me was a bit strange. I mean, a bone can do that, this.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it was more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
So for me, it was very strange.
Yeah,
and step by step, everybody was explaining what's happened. And for me, I said,
wow.
Well, but this is strange. So my thought about the accident was much less,
of course,
because I didn't saw the accident.
Yeah.
I did, you know.
But you then, when you got back, did you?
I saw
it
in the television, but like you.
Yeah, yeah.
So
just unbelievable.
You know, as
but
I said, I had much other accidents which disturbed me a lot more.
Yeah.
When I lost the brakes in Monaco in 2002, was a huge crash.
Mm-hmm.
I remember very well. So when I crashed twice in Barcelona because I have a problem in the suspension, I did a huge crash. That was something which, you know,
made you think more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this accident is,
yeah, it's,
you know, it's like I didn't really saw the accident, you know.
Even though you seem, as you say, the other crashes affected you more, will there still be a little psychological hurdle to face when you start in the car again the first few laps? Just a mental, a little thing too.
Well, as I said, for me, you know, the worst thing which happens after the accident is to stay not racing, you know, if you're not driving. This is the worst
That's
thing.
The pain, yeah.
You know, but not something which is related to the accident. My wife asked me 10 times already, but you don't feel anything? I said, no. I mean, that's what I like to do, you know. If I don't do that, it's something's going on.
Well,
the,
you know, you said to me in Bahrain, you know, when you were a small boy, you had, you know, speed.
That's my life.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, really, you know, hope and I really think that nothing will change to go back in the car and push the throttle.
I'm
on
sure
the,
you will be
the maximum,
same.
You know.
But just as a wife, as Rafaela, in a way, she would never change your mind, I'm sure, because she knows you too well. This is what you do. But did she ever sort of say, maybe, Felipe, think a little bit about...
No, she was asking.
Yeah.
You don't think... I said, no. That's it.
There's no point. Yeah.
Finish.
Yeah. And your mother, same thing, she just knows.
My mother knows me already a lot, so she was sometimes looking and already thinking, but she didn't ask.
Do you feel Rubens is... has a good chance, maybe, the championship? Or do you think Jensen...
Well, he has a... You know, looking that I came here last year with 6 points behind.
Yeah.
And I almost won the championship.
Mm-hmm.
So, in one race. So, 16 in five races.
Yeah. Easy.
It's a big possibility. Mm-hmm. Depends on Jensen. I mean, if Jensen carry on in the bad way like he's doing now... It will be, you know, it can help a lot of Rubens.
Do you think sometimes the momentum, a team loses momentum, and this seems to be what is happening to Jensen? Do you think, do you expect in a way that it's going to be difficult for Jensen to pull himself up again?
Well, I think in a way that Jensen, you know, in my opinion, you know,
of course, yeah.
I think he went on the downside because of the pressure. It's the only
he couldn't cope
reason,
with the pressure,
you know.
Yeah.
Because at the beginning everything was nice, everything was
easy.
Everything was fantastic. New team, winning races, that's different than fighting really straight on the championship. That's different, you know. And now he's now in the last races and he has a different pressure. Other teams, I mean, we had some races that they were more than half second quicker than the other team. Which you win easy.
Of course.
The race,
there's
not
much pressure then if the car is so fast.
But you have some races that things start to be more difficult and it was more difficult for him. So for me, the pressure made a big time on his mind. And it's something which he needs to get better. You know, he needs to sit in the car and, you know, work in a good direction. And it's something that Rubens... At the beginning, he had a big pressure because Jensen was winning.
Of course, yeah.
And, you know, Jensen starts to be on the difficult way and Rubens made, you know, better, you know. So it was a little bit different, you know.
Just as a fellow driver, do you think Jensen will cope with the pressure now? Because the pressure is getting big, even bigger, isn't it?
I think if you don't cope with the pressure, he will not win the championship. No. You know.
And if he hasn't coped the last 5 races, you wouldn't expect suddenly he will cope.
I don't know.
Who knows? Of course, you don't. Yeah.
It's difficult to talk about another driver. You know,
of course,
I know Jameson, but I don't know him so well to see he. You know,
yeah.
I cannot say that.
But I guess Rubens for you would be fantastic for you if Rubens can win it.
I'm Brazilian, so
of course.
And he's my friend,
of course. But has it changed you in any way, or not at all?
I can't confirm it.
Yeah,
I remember in the hospital, I had when I woke up at the beginning.
Yeah,
I had like a mask to breathe.
Yeah.
You know,
oxygen mask. Yeah.
Oxygen. You know, I had the mask, and all the time, you know, I was doing like I was taking the mask and I was putting here. You know, and then my wife was coming and putting back. And then I was taking after I was putting here. I had a friend there, they was laughing, you know. Mm-hmm. Then I was putting, she was putting back. And then I, on the third time I did like this, and I looked to her and said, what a pain in the ass. And then she said, no, he's the same.
He's the same guy.
He's the same.
So in a way, this sounds a stupid question. Do you feel, even though you've had a lot of bad luck, last year you lost lap, last race, last lap, last corner,
The spring coming to my
such
face.
Bad luck. So do you feel unlucky, or do you feel lucky just to be alive?
Well, I think, you know, you need to think in different ways. Mm. I think last year I was not unlucky to lose the championship because of the last corner. Mm. Because in the last race was fantastic. Mm. I won the race. I did
absolutely
the best
what
could I
could. Do anymore?
Yeah. You know, I cannot work for the other guy, you know. Mm. I cannot do anything. Mm. I was unlucky in many races that I couldn't finish. Mm. That's yes, you know, because of, you know, problem in the car or some whatever, you know. Also Singapore because of the fuel, you know.
Of course, that mistake.
This was something which, you know, took it away many points on the championship, you know. So, but because of the spring. I was very unlucky to have the spring on my face. That's yes, I think like this. But I was very lucky after, because the spring could have, you know, the doctor,
so
every
close.
Doctor said 1 millimeter on the right, you could have lose your view. 1 millimeter here, you could have become, you know.
Yeah, brain.
So
damaged.
I was very lucky on the position.
So 1 millimeter, is it that?
Yeah, I mean, very close to one area to the other area, you know. This I was very lucky. Mm.
So I see both sides.
And this is more important at
of
the
course.
End because it's my life, you know, it's more important than the other, than on the races, my career. But, you know, the life is more important than the career, you know.